I'm a Rev Bruno. Okay, go ahead, take it.
I'm a Rev Bruno Rav, not a Yod of Lo Yikadish. Zachin, I'm a Rev Adam Rava, I'm a Rav, not a Yod of Lo Yikadish. I'm a Rev Yitzhak Bashmo, by Marsa. I can't eat Lo Nach Nashe de Rav. The Shachinon, which might say, Zimnin Tugi and Ave Kamina Kamadi Rav. Many times I was before Rav. Zimnin da Ave Chavivale Rifta, Mekadish Rifta. Zimnin da Ave Chavivale Chamma, Mekadish Chamma. Alma, the Chavivusa, Talia Milsa. The Lav Benatila, Talia Milsa. The Chain Hilchusa. So the Rif adds, all the Rif adds to the Gemara, that you see it's Tali on Chavivus and not on Netila. Again, it's Rav Varuna, who apparently held it was Tali on Netila.
Because he says that what? If he's not on the other, it's Lo Yikadish.
Right, it's all telling whether it's Netila.
Right.
It's like hard to understand what Hadith is learning.
Very, very hard.
But do you see the Ron, how the Ron tries to learn the riff?
Let's take the Ron.
Do you want to start the Ron from the beginning, or should we start from where he takes up the riff?
I guess I'll start from the beginning.
Okay. Not till you have the you can't. Perish Rashi Zal. Lo Yikadesh Hu. So he shouldn't say Kiddush. Kiddush Yech Daikin. So he doesn't have a Hezek Hadas. He's stuck with the Yadav Pam Shenis. And
right.
He has to make a Netila a second time. So that's the reason why, because it has a Hadas. The Dachinan Lemi Derav.
It's like the Rashbam.
Yeah, Rashbam, right. Same thing. The Dachina Lemi de Rav, the Mekadesh Arifta, so we push him off from Rav, who made Kiddush on bread. He definitely washed his hands first.
Right.
So you see from Rav that Kiddush is not ethnic between the Netila and the Achila.
Right.
Because he made a motzi, then he washed, and he made a motzi kiddush, and he the achal gaf the ika lemitchi the dachku mekayish al pas who the law the afsaka. Maybe you could say like Tosis tries to say against the Rashbam that maybe it's mekayish al pas is worth not a hefzik. If he shat pas with fun of the daito lechol miyad la'achar kiddush. The bread is in front of you and you intend to eat it immediately. But
what does
it
mean?
By
pas, it's not a hesek. Why?
Because the bread is befun of and you intend to eat it right away.
But by kiddush.
Using kiddush on wine and
does necessitate an immediate achila of the lechem.
Why doesn't he intend to eat right away?
Well, by pas, you already said the hamotzi, so you know the guy is not going to refrain from eating after he says the kiddush that comes after the motzi. He said motzi, now he says kiddush. So of course, he's need the bread. But I'm just saying you don't have it by birkei gafen and kiddush.
By Burpee Guffin. So I would say there that the Kiddush is a hefsek.
Right.
But by Hamotzi, the Kiddush is not a hefsek. Because it's Zaita Lachol Miyad. But by Kiddush, even though he wants to make Hamotzi, it's not the same. Yeah, I could hear it, but it's hard to define it precisely.
Why can't you utilize what was set up until now, that once it's all yai and it's shiur, and it's a different program?
Okay. But he seems to say that because he's going to eat it, he's going to eat immediately. He doesn't seem to say because of a different program. He seems to be saying that because there is a tie between Hamotzi and Achila, there's a strong tie, that nothing can be mafsik that tie. But since by Baruch Pri HaGafen, there is no strong tie between Baruch Pri HaGafen and between the Achila, so then Kiddush could be mafsik. That's what he seems to say. That really Kiddush is a mafsik. But the strong tie between Hamotzi and between Achila prevents the hefsik. I think if you take a look at what he's at the Lashon, I think that fits in best. Yeah, read the other one more time.
The Afal Gav Ika Lemitri, the Dafka of the Kadesh Al Pas, who the Lo Havi Hafsaka, the Fisha Pas Lefanov, the Daito Lechal Miyad, La Achar Kiddush, because the bread is in front of you, and you intend to eat it immediately after Kiddush.
So there's a strong bond between the Hamotzi and the Achila. And that bond is Mafkia Hefsek. Go ahead.
Avo ki mekadesh achamra, have a Hefsek?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. That Kiddush is really a Hefsek. But the bond between the Hamotzi and the Achila is Mafkia the Hefsek. I think that's what he's saying. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Afilu hachi, kivin de Talmud lo dachi hachi, anan lo maflaginon benayu. So the Gemara never makes that chiluk, and apparently it was accepted out of Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak's response from Rav's story was accepted as a legitimate raya, and the Gemara never distinguished between Kiddush Al Pas and Kiddush Al Yayin, according to Rashi.
That's right.
So we don't start making chiluk on our own.
That's right. It's a good chiluk. However, the Gemara never used it. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Umin v'tachila mekadshin v'achakach nolan. Kibesela b'alakachila, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, you should still say Kiddush first and then do Netilas Yadayim. Because Bezela, d'aminim perakei l'dvarim, d'tekef l'netilas Yadayim suda, so l'kachila you should still say Golik Bezela.
Yeah, right, that's right.
But l'kachila, that's still the way to do it.
Yeah, in other words, he's learning, like we said in the Rashbam, that takeif is a special kiyum. And what is the kiyum of takeif? Takeif is the kiyum of Kiddushas Yisrael. That is Kaddishtim v'Yisum Kiddushim, is Kaddishtim Zeomayim Rishonim. So in order to have the kiyum of is Kaddishtim, that which is a kiyum, that part of Yisroel, engages in the kiyus in the suda, so then you need take it from the Tilsadayim suda in order to bring out that kiyum of this kadishtim. That Klal Yisroel is Kodesh because they engage in the Tilsadayim in suda. So then you need takeif. So that's why the Chatzili, you should do it that way. You shouldn't wash before, but because it should be takeif. But if you didn't, it's not a hefsek. You just don't have that kiyum of the Iskadishtim. Okay, go ahead.
Utsmihani, im isa delo mafalina. Being the Kaddish Rift and the Kaddish Chamra. So if you're not going to distinguish between those two cases of Pas, Mikish and Pas, Akish and wine, Rav Hechi Avar, the Beis Hillel, how could Rav violate the Lekachilo Dinah Beis Hillel? Rav in Mashi Yadei Meikara? How could Rav wash his hands beforehand?
What about Tekef? You can't say right. Rav. Lachatchila didn't care about the kiyum of Tekef. He's right. Okay, good kasha. Yes, so go ahead.
The Eshar, the Mishum Chavivusa, the Rifta, Havi Avir Hachi, Afagaf, Lo Mekayim, Mitzvot Netilah, Min Amavcha.
Mishum Chavivus of the Rifter. In other words, there is a kiyum of Tekef. And during the week, you don't want to lose that kiyum. But on Shabbos, by being the Kaddish Rifter, you have another kiyum, a kiyum of Onig. So the kiyum of Oneg overpowers the kiyum of the Hiskadishtim, of Tekef. That's the Ron's answer. Right?
Right.
So Rav definitely during the week would not violate the Beis Hillel, and he wouldn't lose the Tekef. But on Shabbos, there's another consideration. You have the consideration of Oneg. So therefore, Oneg is more significant than the Kiyum of the Hiskadishtim.
So you mean to say that the Kiddush that he says after the Motzi breaks off the Tekef on Shabbos?
Well, that's discussion.
Right, but the answer, yes, I just want to make sure I have the facts. So that's really over. Yeah.
That was his kasha there. How could Rav wash his hands and then make kiddush and then make a motzi if it's not takeif?
Yeah, okay.
So the answer is that you have a choice. That Rav had a choice either to fulfill takeif and then wash and not be mekadosh harifta. But if he did that, then he would be losing out in the kiyum of Oneg because it's called a chaviv le'rifta. So Oneg Shabbos overrides the kiyum of Tekef.
You think his stem should be better?
It's a beautiful answer. It's not a defic answer. So far, so good.
But oneg means you have to eat the thing you want first. Like when you have oneg, if he made kiddush on wine and then he ate bread, he'd still have the bread. Yeah. Like the oneg is that you're not eating the thing you want to eat first. That's also like oneg.
That's right. It lacks it. It's not. You're not eating. You're not eating chavivma the chavivolei. Chavivolei is oneg.
I mean, you're going to eat the bread. It's just going to do it after the kiddush.
Come on. That's so lean of chavivolei.
That what? I thought that it was like a hiddur in the Kiddush, that you should make Kiddush on that which is Chatzitz. But not that the Onik Shabbos has changed.
No, in other words, he's saying that if Rifta is more Chatzitz, so then if you don't eat Rifta right away, you're lacking an Onik Shabbos. That's all there is to it. Okay, don't squeeze it.
I thought it was a din maybe in Kiddush itself. You're saying it's a din in the Onik is lacking.
In other words, the Karasel HaShabbos Oneg, which means that the Kiddush should be tied to Oneg. So if it's Chavivale, it's tied to Oneg. If it's not Chavivale, it's not. So by Yayin, since Yayin is not Chavivale, so he lacks an Oneg. That's all there is to it. Nothing to talk about. Okay, go ahead. You can't break it down any further.
But is this also saying that the Oneg outweighs the concept of Yiskadishtem?
That's what he's saying.
You think it should be opposite?
You're not the one to make the decision. Okay, go ahead. Learning is not an arbitrary thing where you sit back and decide what you like. It's trying to find out what the definition of the Rishonim is. Okay, go ahead.
Umihu mino yafina. The afogatim akali shechamra lesle lima masha yade adbasha kiddush kibbeis hillel. So from here we learn that even though when you do make kiddush on wine, you shouldn't wash your hands until after kiddush, like they said also, you have to kinyan take it. Mihu, mimash yade mekara, if you, I guess, from the accident, you did wash your hands first. Shafer matzah the kedushe, you can still say kiddush. Velo have hesach adas, and won't consider hesach adas, even if you make kiddush on yayin. Zehu, right between the antila and mechila. Zehu tori, ferushazal. Is it Rashi and Rashbam hold?
That what? That the dievet, if you washed, it still won't be hefsek, because the Gemara never brought that up. That's all. And you see from Kiddush Al HaPas, what? That you can make Kiddush Al HaPas. And so you see that Kiddush is not a hefsek. So therefore, by Yayin, Kiddush is not a hefsek also. I maybe will say that by Pas, the tziruf between Pas and the Hamotzi removes all types of hesach, that the Gemara doesn't recognize that as a sorah. So therefore, if you washed, you could still make Kiddush al Yayin, and it's not a hesach. You will miss out on what? On Beisul, on Taketh. But it doesn't prevent you from being the Kaddish. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
How did they learn that out, that point?
They learned it out from Kiddush Al HaPas. That's his whole point here.
That you should be maflig.
That what?
That there's no reason to be maflig between the two.
There, you could give a svara, but the Gemara never gave that svara. Because then the Gemara would have said, what are you asking me from that case? That's a case of Kiddush Al HaPas.
Right.
But the Gemara never said that. So therefore, you see, the Gemara did not accept that svara.
Right.
Okay.
So you could do, he said you could do this with Hachila, right?
No. Not with
Hachila.
No?
Why?
Because you're missing Taketh.
No, yeah, but you can do it with Hachila on Shabbos.
No, you can't do it because you're missing Taketh if you do it all the time.
Oh, I see, because ideally you want to get both Kiyumim.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right, so if you sum it all up, it comes out like this, that if you washed, it's not a hefsek, but you'll miss Taketh. Rav didn't miss Taketh because he had his superior. But Rav would not lechatzila wash and then make kiddush al yayin and then eat, because then he'd be losing out and taketh. But if you did wash and you lost and you make kiddush al yayin, you could make kiddush al yayin because it's not a hefsek. The only thing is you're going to be losing out and taketh. You follow?
Yeah.
I'm just summarizing the whole thing. Okay, is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Mann, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're on board. Let's go a little further.
The Haraz Halevi is al Pirish, so the Baal Maor learns different. The Rav, the Taimi, so Rav is going according to his Shita, to Amar Ton in Mekadesh, that once you eat something, you can no longer make kiddush. The avzeh shnatzel yadav galah b'daito shekafat lachila v'zilzel b'kiddush hayom. So this person who washes his hands first before kiddush, he's revealed that he really is jumping to eat, and he's mezalzel in the kiddush. V'havah l'kibutam k'lo yikadish. So it's as if you ate something. You can no longer make kiddush.
But why not? Because he was mevaza, he skipped kiddush, right?
Right.
So once he's mezalzel in kiddush, so he becomes puzzled to make kiddush. Why? Because since kiddush is shira, and shira requires a special gavra. You see, like shira has to be said slowly, and benaimos. And here you see that he's rushing. So he's puzzled as a gavra for kiddush. That's an interesting thing. That's the Baal Maor. And why, it's like Yehud Tom. So once he's puzzled as a gavra for kiddush, so then he can't be mekadesh anymore until the next day. But he can have somebody else mekadesh for him. Okay. So the Baal Maor says that by Natal Yadav it's the same thing. If the guy was Natal Yadav, so it looks like he's rushing to eat, like he forgot Kiddush. What happened to Kiddush Olayayim? So he forgot about that. He's rushing to eat. So therefore, he's mezalzel in the cover of Kiddush. So he's puzzled as a mekadesh. Okay.
But if he wanted to, according to be mekadesh al pas, that would that be mezalzel too?
Yeah, because he's puzzled in kiddush.
No, I'm saying if his intent was to be mekadesh al pas, where's his zilzel to the kiddush?
Yeah, if his intent to be mekadesh al pas, then it's okay. But once he's rachat yodav, it looks like he's skipping the kiddush.
So he wouldn't even say he could do it all the pas at that point. He'd have to wait for somebody else.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, guys, so how does he handle it? Go further.
Okay. Somebody has to make kiddush for him. The dachar of Yitzhak l'hashmaitza, the kiv and the efshar the kiddush arifta, since it's possible to make kiddush on bread. So it's not really a zilzel in kiddush.
That's the Gemara's answer. Right, that's the Gemara's answer. Right?
Right.
The Gemara's conscious. The Gemara held that if you wash your hands, you're zilzel. So therefore, you can't you puzzle a kiddush. The Gemara answers, no. It's not, you're not zilzel. Why? Because since you can mekadesh arifta, so the fact you wash your hands shows you want to mekadesh arifta. So therefore, it's not an indication that you're skipping kiddush. Because the first mandam I held is only kiddush al yayin. If it's only kiddush al yayin, so then it would give the appearance that he's skipping kiddush. But the Tarzan answers, no, you can be a kaddish al pas. So there's no indication that he's being mezalzel in the kiddush. So therefore, since there's no indication, So, of course, he could be Mekadosh al Pas. Maybe that's what he had in mind. So then he could be Mekadosh on Yayin too?
Because it's going to look like he changed his mind.
What's that?
Because it's going to look like he changed his mind from bread to wine.
That's okay. As long as he wasn't on Kiddush.
Right. Even though he ends up being Kiddush and Kiddush on wine, it's just going to look like he intended to do it on bread and then change his mind.
That's right. That's right.
And what the first sheet to hold? That you can't say Kiddush on bread?
That's right. The first sheet to apparently, according to the Baal Amor, held that you can't make Kiddush on bread. So therefore, if he washes, so it's muchach that the guy is skipping Kiddush because he wants to wash, he wants to rush and eat supper. And he to eat the Shabbos meal. So he's being mezalzel in Kiddush. But once he's being mezalzel in Kiddush, he becomes puzzled to be in the Kaddish because Kiddush is Shira. Maskana is, no, he could be in the Kaddish Arifta. So why is it that when he washes his hand, it's a bazaar? It's not a bazaar at all because he wants to be Kaddish Arifta. So he never didn't want to be in the Kaddish. So now he could be Mekadosh HaChamer too. That's like the Rashba.
That's good.
That's the way the Baal Amor learns. Okay.
Okay.
This is a nice chazal. Nice chazal.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ron is clear. It's always clear.
Very clear. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting idea that once he was Mazalzel, he cannot be Mekadosh anymore. It's like they were Konis the guy.
Say it once more.
It's very interesting that once he was Mazalzel, they penalized him for making Kiddush.
That's correct. Because Kiddush is Shira, and Shira has to be said in the Emus. And it has to be said slowly, and since he's rushing to eat, so he's being mezalzel in the covet of the Kiddush, which is Shira. So he's not a guy that's right for Shira.
Yep.
Good sir. That's the Baal Amor. Okay.
So since we hold Mekadosh Arifta like a Yitzchak, so then it's not mezalzel, and you can make kiddush on whichever one you want, if it doesn't like zelzel. The choshkein anan, hashta, the kaiman tam mekadosh tam mavdel, lo hashinu hadara bruna, kolikar. So we hold even if you are mezalzel in kiddush, you still can say kiddush. It's not a problem. So choshkein, we don't hold like the bruna at all, for two reasons.
Because we hold the what? The
tam mekadosh.
And Tom Mekadosh. So we hold that even if you're mezalzel in Kiddush, because you are Tom, it still is not maskia the gavra from being Mekadosh. True, he was mezalzel, but now he has to change his mind. Nothing, there's no knas on the guy. Okay, so certainly we hold that what? That if he washes his hands, he could be Mekadosh.
Right.
Okay.
Aval Midiri Harabo Fasi Zal Mira Shumafarishkach. So he learns the Gemara this way. Nafal Yadav Lo Yekadosh. Mishum the Kivan de Ein Notlim Yadayim Leperos. Since you don't wash your hands for Peros, you're not supposed to. Kasas Ruach. So he's making it clear that he really wants bread. Bruno holds, you can't take Kiddush on Pas, no such thing. He held the Gemara Tam. Hilkach, lo yikadosh klal, shal Pas, he afshar the Kaddish. On Pas, there's no such thing as Kiddush on Pas. And if he decides now after he's washed to make Kiddush on on wine, nimsa mekadesh al shein chavis, and now you're going to make a kiddush on that which is not chavis to you.
Because he was doing the daito when he washed, that pas is chaviva. So that's the problem. So pas he came from the kash because he holds he came from the kash from pas. And the yayin he came from the kash because he showed the yayin is not chaviva, right?
Right. Yeah. That's good.
What if he showed the yayin is not chaviva? So then he demonstrated the yayin, there's no dinonic in the yayin. So he was mafkia the dinonic from the yayin. So once he's mafkia the dinonic from the yayin, so it's not roi for kiddush. Because there's a karusel of Shabbos on it. That what? That the kiddush, or karusel of Shabbos, the kiddush of Shabbos is a kriyas on it. So therefore, that which is Mekadosh on has to be a Dvar Onig. But here he showed that it's not a Dvar Onig. Why? Because he washed his hands and he was running to bread. He didn't want wine. So you see that it's not a Dvar Onig for him. So if it's not a Dvar Onig for him, so then he can't be Mekadosh on it. Why? Because Kiddush demands that you be Mekadosh on a Dvar Onig, and a Karusel of Shabbos Onig, that the Kiddush has to call out Onig. But if you're going to drink Yayin that you don't like, that there's no Din Onig in it, so then there's no Din Kiddush. There's no for Karusel of Shabbos Onig. That's the way he's learning. Okay, right?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm just elaborating.
Well, what if he didn't have like a maisa mochiach, but just he wants bread more, according to Rav Barona? He doesn't really want wine, he wants bread. Could he make kiddush on wine if he hasn't washed his hands yet?
You mean if he doesn't want the wine?
Yeah, he really doesn't, but he just didn't wash his hands. He didn't make a mistake, but it's really not chaviv. So is Rav Barona holding it only if you do like a maisa mochiach that's not chaviv, or just the fact that it's not chaviv?
No, it's a good question. You mean you're going to have a problem if you say that, because if a guy doesn't like wine, he's going to come out, he can't make kiddush.
Right.
So it seems to be the din of maisa mochiach.
But it's not because it's ilzal, it's just you like objectively, you can't objectively say the wine isn't chaviv.
That's right. It would lack in the demonstration of kiddush.
Well,
in the Amira.
It's a demonstrate oneg, and this can't demonstrate oneg once you've shown that it's not chaviv.
Right, because otherwise you're gonna have to say everybody has to like wine, and I don't think that's
right.
Now you're extending what oneg has to be now from just enjoyment to a demonstration.
Right, we're saying it's halacha that you have to demonstrate in your kiddush the halacha, the pasuk of a karusel of Shabbos oneg.
Oh, that's new.
That is new. But there's nothing wrong with something new. Only if it's not a good idea.
Right.
Even according to Rav, Rabbi, even according to Rav, holds Yesh Kiddush Shelo B'Makom Suda?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that the pasuk for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the Karusel of Shabbos Onig?
Yeah, but I think he still holds that in Kiddush itself, there has to be Onig. It's just you don't need Suda.
Just Kiddush on Yayin itself is a Din of Onig.
It's a Din of Onig.
That's interesting. Rav, the way the Rif is learning is even Rav agrees that Kiddush is a demonstration of Onig. He just argues on Shmuel that you don't need a Tzir for Suda to accomplish that.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
Yes.
How is it a demonstration of oneg in the case that you ate the person not liking it? And if the person doesn't like wine, then it doesn't seem to be a demonstration of oneg.
And if she doesn't like it, where's it?
But he's not demonstrating it either.
He's not demonstrating that he doesn't like it.
But he's not demonstrating oneg.
Yeah, because we assume that when you make it a shalayayin, I mean, the fact that you like it is not a demonstration. It's a hidden fact between you and yourself. But ordinarily we say that yayin is a davar chashuv, and yayin is something that generally everybody likes. Most people do like yayin. So therefore, it's for karasal Shabbos onig.
I understand how the general feature makes it shira, because it's generally chashuv. But how can you have a general idea about karasal Shabbos onig? Isn't onig the experience of enjoyment?
And therefore related to the individual person?
Most people do experience the enjoyment. So you're demonstrating an entity of enjoyment. You're manifesting an entity of enjoyment. What you personally feel is your own feelings.
Right. You mean like it objectively looks like you're subjectively enjoying yourself?
That's a great part.
Could it be the hagbah, a kos, as part of that demonstration?
The kos, or what's we're talking about, the ayin?
Yeah, I'm just saying, but maybe that's why you have to raise the kos, a tefach, according to the Rambam. That's the demonstration.
Now, that's just a tziruf between the kos and the amira.
I see.
Right. How do you know that Chavivah here is one of Oneg, that Chavivah is an issue of Oneg, rather than that the Russian test is not identical to, but more similar to the Baal HaMoav? Not that it needs to be Oneg, but it's stemming from the Shira aspect. That if it's not Chavivah, if you really don't want it, that would lack in Shira.
Say it again.
What's pushing you in this Shita to say that it's an issue of Oneg, rather than that Chavivah is an issue of Shira?
I don't understand what you mean.
That a person who's, you know, who doesn't like something, and is objectively saying he doesn't like it, that lacks in his shiva.
So he doesn't like. So what else are you going to say? It's going to lack in onik.
And also, if you say shira, what does that do with pas? There's no shira on pas. How could the chavivas of pas play any role? If it was a din of shira.
I thought we were saying that since the chaviva of pas means I'm not wanting wine. That I don't want wine, and therefore it's that lack which is saying I shouldn't be able to be kiddush. Because this sheet is saying you can't be makash al apah.
So the only thing,
there's no such thing as kiddush al apah.
I don't see what
you're saying. Gabuna doesn't hold that oneg is sufficient for kiddush. He fully intends kiddush al apah.
What are you saying?
Where are you seeing in the Shita that the issue is one of Oneg rather than one of Chavivus being a impact on Shira?
Well, what do you mean by an impact?
That it would lack in one Shira.
Why would it lack in Shira?
Because you said, I don't want this. Something you're supposed to have rejected isn't being done, like you were saying earlier, with a proper mentality of Shira,
Ima.
I don't understand that idea.
And also from the next sheet you see that if pas is chaviv, you should do pas. So from the second sheet there clearly is a din in oneg because you can't say it's a din in shira because by pas is no shira. Why would the chaviv is a pas play a role according to the second sheet? It's awkward to say the first sheet is holding it's a din and shira, the second one holding a din and oneg. Like, why make that? Why switch? Just right. Everybody to din and oneg.
The thing as an oneg based kiddush. That was the whole point of not allowing kiddush al apas, is that kiddush is always shira. It's not based on oneg.
Yeah, but the next sheet holds that if it's chaviv, the next sheet holds if it's chaviv, you make kiddush al pas, right?
Right.
So they're clear now that chavivas has to be a din of oneg. It can't be shira because there's no shira on pas. So why say that the chavivas of the first sheet is shira and the chavivas of the second sheet is oneg? It's just smoother to say it's chavivas is a din of oneg and then do a shira. Why introduce a whole new svar about shira when you're going to have to say a din of oneg for the next sheet anyway?
Right.
Yeah, so where are we holding it? In the riff?
Yeah,
in the riff.
Okay,
so once you...
So start again, how does the riff learn?
Should we start from the beginning of the riff, or?
You heard none of the riff in the run.
Right, okay, so he holds that if once you wash your hands, so then it's a giloy das that really bread is more chaviv to you.
And yayin is not a whole.
Yayin is not chaviv, and since Rav Baruna holds, they can't take kiddush and pas at all, because he just doesn't hold like it. He holds like Rav Baruna Tam Shita. And therefore, now you can't make kiddush on wine either, because it's not chaviv. Therefore, lo yikadish al bachir mekachin al yayin. So you have to let other people make kiddush on yayin for you, but you yourself can't do it because you've shown that wine is not chaviv to you.
Okay. So there's no deal with the karas l'shabbos honor. Okay, go ahead.
The asikna, and then the Gemara concludes, the lesa, it's not true, Rav Brun is wrong, the harav, kolimis the chaviv aleiris, on the kavish arifso, that Rav, whenever he wanted, he was more chaviv tim of bread, he would make kiddush on bread, the alma, bechavivos talya milsa, so you see that it's all telling what's more chaviv to you. So if wine's more chaviv to you, you should make kiddush on. You would make kiddush on wine.
Hilton. In other words, the Havamim, the Tanaka, the first of the Gemara held that you can't be mekadesh a rifta.
Right.
So now he says, I want new information. You can't be mekadesh a rifta.
Right.
So therefore, how does that change it?
Now, if you wash your hands and you really want bread, so just make kiddush on bread.
Oh, I see. So the halamina was that lav the natila talya milsa. Now you thought that if it was natila, so then it's you can't do mekadesh.
Right. You can't make kash on yayin because wine's not chaviv. You can't make kash on pas because you just simply, there's no kiddush on pas.
So the maskana is?
There's such a thing as kiddush on pas. So whichever one you, if you wash your hands, make kiddush on pas. If you want wine, make kiddush on wine, whatever you want. That's what it's all telling, whatever one you want. Because there's such a thing as kiddush on pas.
So the tila doesn't do anything. In other words, the tila, the halamina was a what?
Once you do netila, you can't make, right? It's only kiddush and yayin. Once you do netila, you can no longer do the kiddush and yayin.
Why?
Because you've shown it's not chaviv.
It's not oneg. You're a swear.
Okay, it's not chaviv. Whatever. So the point is, so the maskana is, no, netila doesn't show that. Because you can make kiddush al pas. So even though you did it too,
it doesn't show it. It's just that even though it shows that bread is chashev, but you're allowed to make kiddush on bread according to the maskana.
You're allowed to make kiddush on bread. So therefore, b'chavivus atalim. I'm trying to figure out his lashon. B'chavivus atalim also.
Meaning, once you say there's such a thing as kiddush on bread, it's all tali on whatever one you want more. So if you want wine, make kiddush on wine. If you wash your hands and you've shown that bread is more chaviv, so make kiddush on bread. All tali on what's more chaviv to you.
Aha. Uh-huh. So if you wash your hands, you should really make kiddush on bread.
Yeah, because that was never rejected. That idea was never rejected from the
Havim. That's right. That's why he says that what? That it's not the veloitosis.
Right.
So maskana, what remains, that if you wash your hands, so then you revealed that you want to make kiddush on pas. And that was his original problem. That therefore, but he thought that that would be, that then you couldn't make it on yayin. But the answer is no. That once you wash your hands, it's true you revealed that you want to make kiddush on pas. So make kiddush on pas.
Right.
But you can't. But there's no halacha that once you are not liyadav, that you can't do the kaddish. But it still remains he came to Mekadosh on Yayin.
Right.
Since he revealed that he wanted Mekadosh on Pas, so he showed that Pas is Chavid and Yayin is not Chavid. So you can't make Kiddush on Yayin. But you still can make Kiddush on Pas. So the only difference between the Havamina and the Maskana is the Havamina held there's no such thing as Kiddush on Pas. So therefore, once you know the Yadav, so you're Kaddish, because you have no choice. Because Pas you can't do, and Yayin you can't do because you've shown that it's not Chavav. But since the Allah has given the Kaddish on Pas, so now if you wash your hands, so it's true you've shown Pas Chalila, so be Mekadosh on Pas. But he wasn't Itosav because he still can't, that halacha still remains. That he can't be Mekadosh on Yayin when once he knows the other. Are you wondering what that always says in his lesson?
Yeah. Hilkach Nachtinan de Mekadosh on Arifta. Umihu akati nakal amirder abaruna. From the first sheet that we could still learn, the natal yadav leikadish, so he's not completely rejected. Al pas. You shouldn't be making kiddush on wine only on pas. The mimeimrei mia shaminon. Nechimashi yadei galia daite de rifta chaviv alai. We could still learn from Abaruna that idea that once you wash your hands, it's a gilei das. Where you've revealed that really passes more chavav to you.
And Yayin
is not. Right, and Yayin is not chavav. Miyu, loitosav, and Miyu, loitosav, and that itself wasn't rejected, that the gilei dan, washing is a gilei das, that bread is chavav and wine isn't, and therefore you can't, once you know the yadav, you can only make kiddush on bread, you can only make kiddush on wine. Zui daiti b'divrei pasizal. That's what the Ron thinks the Rif is saying. V'chein heim divrei Rambam zal. Perchav tes mechol Shabbos. V'yisachim shalter shekein. But there's six other shitas.
Yeah, well, how does the Ravid learn?
The Ravid, this Ravid
interesting Ravid. The Ravid right on the side, on the right side.
Yeah. Okay. Amar of Verona.
Yeah.
Amar Avram, Tov Perish HaGaonim, Mi Perish HaTzarfatim. So the Gaonim, they learn this sugya better than the Chachmei Ashkenaz. They aim Pirshu, and they explained, Lo Yikadish Ahayayin El Alapas, Tikivan De Natal Yadav, Galidaite De Alapas Bar De Kedushe. So once you wash your hands, it's a gilei das that you really want to make kiddush on bread.
Right, go ahead.
Because Beis Hillel, we know that if you really were intended to make kiddush on wine, you would have first made kiddush and then washed. Mishum tekem tias yadayim suda. So the Rav Baruna, the first sheet held, Once you wash your hands, you should make kiddush on bread, and you can no longer make kiddush on wine.
Why? Because it's goli daite.
Right. It's goli daite that
passes chavav.
I guess so. Yeah, but that passes by the kedusha. That's more chavav to you.
Yeah.
But and the first sheet held, you could make kiddush on pas, and once you have a gilei das that. Basically, it's like the Ratrif Maskana is like is the Ravid's first sheet, though.
Okay. Because he held that you can make Kiddush Alapas in the first sheet.
Right.
So the first sheet that held you can make Kiddush Alapas. But if you wash your hands, so then you go Idaite that you want to make it, that you don't want to make Kiddush on Yayin.
Right. Which is, it's kind of like the Rif Maskan almost, is the Ravid's Rav Baruna, first sheet.
Right, that's right. That's right. So therefore, you should make Kiddush Alapas. Okay, go ahead.
The Amalu Rav Yitzchak, Lav de Netila Talia Milsa. Not Talia Netila. The Zinnin de Mashi Rav Yadeh. Mishun de Misafkale, Ben Mayim Mekadish. He would wash his hands. He wasn't sure. He didn't know. He wasn't sure which one he would want. And then he would let his instincts decide when he gets to the table which one he's more drawn to. And the father's lecham, right? Yeah, it's an interesting way to decide. Let your instincts decide in the moment when they're in front of you.
So in other words, and he wasn't sure which one was chavez until he saw it. Right. Until it was actually in front of him.
Right. Makes sense. There's a, it's an idea like that, you know? It's not an intellectual decision. It's
That's right.
Okay. So
he'd wash his hands first, and then he'd bring, and then he'd just look at both, and he'd decide which one is chavav. Okay.
Right. He would make kiddush on wine. The efsha, right. So therefore, you see, I guess that netila doesn't indicate anything, which is chavav to you. Because you could, because it's possible the netila simply because you weren't sure, and right. The fact that you make kiddush on yachs, right? So it's like basically netila is no longer objectively shows anything.
Right.
Okay. Right. I mean, he's undermining the idea that netila is an objective gilui das, that you really want bread because no, maybe right. That's not sure. And when he sits down, he really wants the wine.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
The very hard line. The Efshar, the Hagar Mashiyade, Kibesilo, so maybe he really rewashed his hands.
Yeah, but he definitely holds without a bracha. He just holds, in other words, just in order to get the kiyum of taketh.
But is the first netila no good?
No, the first netila is good.
What kind of thing is that? So how do you, the first netila is the one that you're made a bracha on and the one that you're using. What kind of thing is that that you're watching again? That works?
That works for a takeif.
You mean you have a netila vis-a-vis takeif and a netila vis-a-vis the bracha and suda, like two separate netilas for the two demon?
That's apparently the way he learns. I can't imagine any other way. I can't imagine he holds you wash again and make a bracha.
Right, because then how are you allowed to do this?
Yeah.
Right, that's interesting.
It's spooky human.
Right. Interesting. So, I mean, you have two netilos because there's two dinims. You can split that up into two different netilos.
Exactly.
Right. He must hold that way.
Right.
Why did he just say the Asher? He definitely should do it to get the key in.
Because he has another terrors.
Nami deminti yadei the sudasa of lotachtei. Or maybe he just was a shomer yadav and he didn't even have to.
What did Mark ask?
What if he's doing it for the second key in of takeoff, why is it the Efshar of the Hadar Marsha Yadeh? He definitely should do it.
No, maybe not much with him.
Okay.
But then he has another answer.
Inami. The minter yadei l'sudasa v'lo tzarach. He was shomer yadav during kiddush, and he don't have to do any more than that. It's not necessary to really have takeif in that direct way. Or
you mean as long as he's shomer yadav, so then it's considered takeif.
Right.
Okay. So what's the havamina in the maskana? Essentially, the chavot. The havamina held that netilas. Your daim is a gilu milsa. And through a gilu milsa, you can tell which is chaviva, right?
Right.
Maskana is, chaviva is a conscious decision. There's no automatic decision. We don't say that since you washed, automatically it shows that the rift is chaviva. There's no such thing. There's only a conscious decision. And the conscious decision is made in your mind, not by what you did. That's the maskana. So therefore, he washed his hands, doesn't mean a thing. And what did he do? He looked at the chamra and looked at the pas to see which one consciously he likes more. And that's fine. Because chavivus is not an unconscious type of decision. But chavivus, on the contrary, requires a real, real omedas. That's what's new in the Maskana. Very interesting.
You mean the riff and the ride that Tazmin are holding, since you've unconsciously revealed what you really like, you're stuck with that, the Gilei Das, if you're unconscious.
That's right.
It's true. It's true. They are. It's like a slip. I mean, the slip is really
like a slip.
And now, and now you're stuck with that Chavivas, what you really like.
That's right.
That's interesting. It's true. You see, from here, the Chazal had held about slips. It's like an open halacha, that the slip determines what your true preference is.
That's right.
But why would you bring this to the slip? The guy is doing it because he knows he's not sure and he wants the option.
What's that?
How is it like a slip? He's intentionally washing his hands so that his options remain open.
I mean, according to the Maskana.
Right, but the question of, are we taking into account the slip or not? It's a question of, do we say there's an objectivity to his desire, or does the preference only arise when he's actually in the situation?
Could somebody, I don't hear it, the clue. What's the question?
Why are we treating this like a slip? It's an intentional decision to leave
his
options open.
We're not. We would have done. We haven't been to choose it that way. Avmina said, once he washes his hands, he can't make Kiddush and Yayin, because he revealed that he wants pas. That's the Avmina. But the Masa, that's like a, you want to call it like a slip, whatever. But the Maskan is, that's not true.
But isn't there for the difference in having Maskana whether there is a choice before one arrives at the table, or whether the choice only arrives in the situation itself?
I don't understand what you mean. The Havamina held, if you wash your hands, it's muchach that you want to be bread. The Maskana, there's no doing like that. If you wash your hands, fine. Now you can decide which one you like better. It doesn't prove anything from the fact that you washed your hands.
According to the Havamina, what would the Havamina have thought about a guy who wants to do that? He wants to wash his hands, and then he'll decide when he gets to the table. Would the Havamina have gone for that idea, or just didn't think about the
problem? They would have said there's no such idea like that. You can't do that. There's no concept like that.
Because there's no concept of deciding in the moment. You have to decide, you decide in advance what you want.
So if you didn't wash your hands, if there's no automatic decision making, so you make out a shachamra.
What do you mean that if there's no, according to the Havamina?
Yeah, according to Havamina, you're always Mekadosh HaChamra. Unless you reveal that Rift is Chaviva through washing. So as long as you didn't do that, so you give you Mekadosh HaChamra.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If you're done with the Riva, the previous in Iran, is there a machlokus that we could define regarding whether the Natila Tali Dover or whether it's Bechavivas Tali Dover?
I mean, you can learn that way in the Rif. But that's what it means, like the Riva explains. That there's no such din of it, it's not Tali Natila. There's no automatic preference through Natila. There's only a conscious preference. So the whole concept of Natila being a proof that he likes bread doesn't exist.
Well, the Rif Maskana does have a nafkamina, because now you can no longer wash, you can no longer make kiddush on wine according to the Rif, even the Maskana.
Where does he say that?
That Miu akati nafik la midir verona the nafil yadav lo yikadish el al apas. Like once you wash your hands, you're no longer allowed to make.
Is that the Ran or the Rif?
That's the way the Ron explains the riff.
I know, but he's not learning like that. That's the Tzafatim. That's what he's rejecting.
Oh, you mean the Ravid. Oh, you're saying the Ravid. The Ravid. I didn't say it. Okay, yeah, right. I mean, the Ravid holds, you could always switch back. I mean,
absolutely.
Right, for sure. Right, well, that's the Machlokes between the... Yeah, because the Ravid holds the riff is just the Havamina. But the Maskan is, you could always decide at the table which one you want better, and there's nothing muchach from washing your hands. That just means you want to give yourself a decision in the moment.
That's right. You want to give yourself time.
Is that because it's a din in Oneg? That's where we get that from?
What do you mean?
That the Chavivus really means Oneg.
I don't get you.
The fact that the Kiddush is determined by what's more Chaviv is because the Kiddush has a din of Oneg, so that's why Chavivus plays a role. I'm asking.
I don't understand. Of course Chavivus plays a role because of Oneg. But the difference in the Ravid is showing that the Goyim learn differently than the Tzafatim. And the Tzafatim is the Ran, and he didn't like that way. Because according to them, it still remains from Maskana that whatever, if he washed his hands, it was Gimli Dakti. No? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
It's interesting that nobody else had that answer about washing a second time Bli Bracha.
Right. I'm assuming that's what he means. I don't think he means with bracha. Because then he'd definitely be making a bracha of a tola. That's not an answer.
It's a good answer. Because you do natila with the bracha at the beginning because you have to have natila for pas. But then for takeoff, you do natila again.
Right. Or shomer yadav.
Right. But then you wouldn't have takeoff if you're shomer.
Yes, you would.
Really?
That's what he says. So the Maskanas Advarim, the Goyim essentially don't like the idea that since he washed his hands, something is Muchach. It's Muchach that elects.
Sorry?
Yes.
That's what you said a minute ago. If he's not Shomo Yadav, you're saying he would only need to do it without until he died with Maglacha?
Say it again.
I'm just confused. Are you saying that if he was Shomo Yadav, then that's considered Tekev, and if he's not Shomo Yadav, then he doesn't need an Atila Shadayim Kavracha? He only needs to fix Tekev?
If he's Shomo Yadav?
If he's not Shomo Yadav.
So then he lacks Tekev.
Doesn't he need a Nun Atila Mi'ikur Adin because he wasn't Shomo Yadav?
What do you mean?
Why does he only lack Tekev? Doesn't he lack Yadayim, which are prepared for the meal, because he wasn't Shomer, so they return to their thing?
No, Shomer Yadav means that he has a special kavana, the Shas Natila, that this Natila is Shomer for the Amotzi. It's a special din, that he has a special kavana, the Shas Natila, that this is all the water I have, and I have in mind that it's going for the Amotzi. Special kavana. Doesn't mean simply that he wasn't the time he's out of. You always have to show me out of. So the kavana will be mitzarif. So that's why it will be takif. That's what show me out of means. I think we went through that idea with the economizing.
Yeah, you did say that.
That he's allocating. It's a different seraph. That's Shomer Yadav. He doesn't have enough water, so he's allocating for this bracha, for that bracha. It's a different concept.
Yeah, but here, I mean, it's even if you have enough water.
Yeah. Well, that's what he holds. That even if you have enough water, you can always allocate.
Right.
That's the definition of Shomer Yadav. It's really a special kavana. Okay, so how are we doing over here?
There's a lot to think about.
Is there anything else left in the sig over here, Abby?
I think the Rambam.
Is Rambam different than the rest?
I mean, we have to check it out.
Okay. Do you want to read the Rambam?
Maybe we'll leave it tomorrow.
I looked at the like the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman, the Mishnah Berurah, about whether you're allowed to wash before you make Kiddush.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean? The Raman says, you know, he says he's never seen anybody wash after you make Kiddush. Right? That's Raman. Everybody washes before you make Kiddush. He's never seen anybody do it the otherwise.
Yeah, right. That was the Rashba.
But you always have to wash first. The Mechaber goes the other way, that you should wash after you say Kiddush. And the Achronim say that you should be machmer like the Mechaber.
They should wash after.
You should wash after. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and also the Chayodim and the Magen Avraham, that's only for the Mekadesh himself. But the Shomim, they could all wash first. The Mishnah Berurah has it, Magen Avraham, that the Yisho, everybody else, they're allowed to wash before Kiddush, even according to the Mechaber, according to everybody.
Because Shmi is not a hefsek.
Right, Shmi is not a hefsek. And like all the issues don't apply to the Shomim. It's just the Mekadesh, the person who says Kiddush himself, the Achorim say you should go like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. For some reason, I don't know why exactly, but they say to be Yotze Chol Deos and you do like the Mechaber against the Ramah.
Right, it's a funny thing. Why do they always make it that you should wash before?
Well, that's people try to figure out. I mean, why do they say that? Like, why should you dafka?
Yeah. So I think the Mishnah Berurah says because to keep it unison.
Yeah, low plug, like a low plug idea. Something like that. Yeah, right. It should always be the same. It's hard to understand what that means.
Yeah, it's very hard.
But, you know.
Well, the Maskanas HaZvarim, you're right. The Maskanas HaZvarim is that if they want to wash, the only one that shouldn't wash is the one that says Kiddush.
Right. But it doesn't seem like there's anybody who argues on that, really.
That's true. You want to take the Ram now?
Yeah, we could just read it. We could read it. I don't think it's that different than the Rif, but should I just read it, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you miss Avalapas, Yesim and Ayayan? So if you want pas more than wine, O Shalom Hayul Ayayan, or if you just don't have any wine. I raise a note to Yadav, Tchila, then wash your hands first. Mavarech HaMotzi, Umekadish, the Achach Potzei of Ochel.
Set the garage door in the way.
The Aim of Dilan Apas, Alakos. So we hold, so long as you want bread more. Or, like we said in the case, I think the Rashbam, that if you just don't have any wine, so you should make Kiddush on bread, and first make a Motzi, then take Kiddush, and then eat the bread.
So say it again, they should make Kiddush on the bread. Should wash first to make Kiddush on the bread?
Yeah, wash first, say Hamotzi, and then make Kiddush on the bread.
If it's Paschal Hilalei or it doesn't have Yayin.
Right, either one of those cases.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
That's Halacha test. And Halacha Yud, Mishin Eskave and the Kaddish Al Yayin. So you really intended to wash, to make Kiddush on wine. The Leili Shabbos, Friday night. The Shachach, the Natal Yadav, Kodim Shekadish. And then you forgot, and you washed your hands before Kiddush. I raised in a Kaddish Al Pas. Now you have to make Kiddush on Pas. The Ein in a Kaddish Al Yayin. Achar Shenatal Yadav, with Yudah. You can no longer make Kiddush on wine after you wash your hands for a Suda.
So he doesn't say why.
No, he doesn't say why.
But what is it? He says that it's only if Shachach.
It's only by accident. You intended to make Kiddush on wine and you forgot and washed your hands first by accident.
So it's mashma that if you intentionally wash your hands first, it's okay.
Why would you do that, though?
You went in the bracket.
But why can't you do that? Before he says you can't do it, right?
Somebody has to put on buttons.
Before Kiddush Al Yayin, you mean?
Yeah, before an halacha test.
Well, there he is. Hachatech is talking about where you're going to make kiddush on bread because you want bread more.
But if you, what does he say it again? Hachatech.
Hayimis agol apas yaser min hayayin o shelo hayulo yayin. Harei ze notel yadav tchila.
Not. But if not, so he shouldn't be notel yadav tchila.
But it's also halacha zayin when he gives the seder.
Yeah, that's right. What is he saying about the, what is he saying the seder?
The Acher Kach Mekadesh V'Shosim Olagmov U'Mashkel Chol B'nei Chaburo The Acher Kach Milta Yadav M'Varach HaMotziv Ochel. So the general seder is like they say, well, the first you say Kiddush and drink wine and then you wash your hands for a motzi.
I see. Why should you be taken?
Yeah, I guess so.
But if you forgot and you wash your hands,
then you can't make it on bread anymore. I say you can't make it on wine anymore.
Why? Doesn't say.
Doesn't say. I mean, there's four different ways to learn the Rambam. Some say it's because of like the Tosos of Rabbi Hanan, of it's like Gashmius Ruach. Some say it's like the Ram learns the Rambam like the Riff.
Like he learns the Riff.
Yeah, like you're right. The Rambam, because he says the Rambam is just like the Riff.
That's right, because he interprets it that way.
Right.
All the Rambam says was he was not the other. The big Rambam is one like the Balamor.
Yeah, somebody says that. That's the Karni Ra'im says the Rambam's like the Balamor.
You see, you really can't tell.
Right.
That's only if it's Shachach that then he can't, then he has to Mekadosh HaRifta. But if it wasn't Shachach, it was intentionally, he made a mistake. But he did it intentionally. So then he's still Mekadosh HaYayim. But the reason why the Ram doesn't present that L'chatchila is because he's going to be lacking in Taketh.
Right.
He says it more explicitly in Ashur HaChavav. The Eino Notalis Yadav Ashur Kadesh. Not just the minhag, but that's the
halacha. That's right, but that could be because of taken.
I'm just saying it wasn't the halacha we read before the halacha of Zayin was the Seder, even when halacha before that he says it more explicitly. Eino Notalis Yadav Ashur Kadesh. The halacha of taken.
That's right. So it's not just Shachach. There's a separate halacha of Eino Notalis Yadav because. But he doesn't say it's a hefsek. That's interesting, because otherwise he should have said not only other way Yikadosh. It sounds like because of taketh. Because otherwise he doesn't say it's a psu.
But then why when you're shachach, can't you make kiddush on wine anymore because of the chavivus?
Yeah, because of chavivus he holds, or else maybe he holds like a balamor that you were pergeya in the cover of the yayin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know.
No, I said the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Rambam's like the Rashbam. That's the problem with Hefsek.
But then it'll come out if it's not the other, if it's Lo Yikadosh.
Maybe the Kadosh will pass.
Right.
Which is what the Rambam said.
But what about on Yayin? Of course, if you don't like the Rashbam, so he shouldn't be in the Kadosh al Yayin. Or he's not allowed.
That's what the Rambam says. If you were notel yadav by accident, you shouldn't have been notel yadav, but if you were, you can't do yayin, you have to do pas.
Where did you say that?
Good.
Yeah, the Rambam says, yod, if you wash your hands, then you have to do pas now. I guess the Rambam learns that pas is not a hefsek, but yayin would be a hefsek, according to that way to learn.
Yeah, but like the way he says it before, That I mean, it's only so. Why is it only shachach?
Well, because what's the if it's not shachach, so then why would you wash your hands first?
Let's say you did.
The kiddush. I mean, the Esir just like a Rasha kind of guy. Like, why would he?
He didn't know. He wasn't shachach. He didn't know.
Okay, but he's like shachach the halacha. He didn't know the halacha. And he thought you could wash your hands after Kiddush. Or before
right.
Kiddush. I mean, it's not a normal case. Because, the normal case, if a guy wants to make it a wine, he'll wash his hands after.
That's right. But it doesn't say that if you did it intentionally, that you can't make Kiddush. How are
you? You could say kosher came from the shachach here. I mean, someone might feel like you need to say that explicitly because shachach, once you said shachach, then that's implicit. And you just took the normal case of shachach.
Right, because shachach is how it happens. I mean, the other guy is just either he's an amaretz, he doesn't know the halacha, or he's just amazed. But I mean, it's not a normal case.
But the Rambam never says anyways, also little yad of karam kiddush, and not yad of karam kiddush, in a mekadesh alayayim. He doesn't say that. He just says that the Seder Advarim is that you know the other Seder.
I mean, he says more than that. Halacha Vav, he said, the Eino Notos Yadav Ad Shekadesh.
That's right.
It's not the
Eino. But he never says
anything. He says, what happens if he did?
What happens if he did? So apparently, according to the Rambam, he just lack and take it, but it wouldn't possible from Kiddush.
But in Halacha Yud, he says, if you did it shachach, so it's, if he only has vav, that's what you said. Once you have Yud, then you say he takes the normal case of shachach, and kal vachomer if you did it b'mezer.
The shachach, no, I don't say it anymore. Making it too complicated. By shachach, he holds that he definitely sure he wants to, whatever. But if he did have amazed it, he's not allowed to do it that way. But it doesn't say anyways that if he did have amazed it and it wasn't shachach, that you can't make kiddush al yayin. He just says, that ain't enough of the other hajj. It's just a seder advarim. It's mashma that's because of psu of, because he'd be lacking the kiyam of, the kiyum of taketh. So that's why I shouldn't do it. That's what's mashmash from Ram. Not like the Rashbam. That's a mafsik. Otherwise, he would have said, Mishinot liyotav avikidish hefsik. This mashma that he holds that there's a special din taketh. But except for shachach, there you say there's mekadesh arifta. I mean, that's the way his mashma me. I mean, there's a lot of ways to learn this Rambam. I agree.
Yeah, they have four different ways. They have four different ways to learn them.
Four different ways?
Well, the Ram says he's like the Rif. The Aruch HaShulchan says he's like the Rashbam. The Kainarim says he's like the Baal Ma'or. And the Mishmeres Kuna says he's like Rabbi Hanan.
Like Rabbi Hanan?
In the Tosos, because they got the
Shulchan.
So they have four different ways, you know. And probably the Rambam has his own Shita. In all likelihood, he has his own Shita, a different one that nobody knows about.
Like most of those ways have no nafkamin. I mean, those are just different theories of why the Rambam said it. None of us really have enough halacha for the Rambam.
Right.
How many different ways practically? I assume that there's only two ways you could practically learn the Rambam. One way is when he says shachach, he means dafka shachach, but anything else, he still could be mekadesh ayin. The other way is saying he's shachach as an example, but the next line is the primary one, which is once you said he done the suda, you can no longer be mekadesh ayin. For whatever reason, meaning whether we care about the reason for doing the Tilsi Daim, whether it's only shachach or even other reasons. That'd be the only factual question in the Rambam.
Right.
Right.
In other words, is he like the Rashbam, or is he like the Balmor?
Right.
Okay, all right, we'll stop here.